This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Well, everyone, and welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and it's football day. It's football day. It's Sunday, or at least it is while I'm recording this. How excited are you? I'm excited to be joined by nobody. Just me. Just me. I figured I'd pop in and do a quick one. And we're under a tropical storm warning here at the beautiful Sports with a Capital F podcast. Hurricanes are currently devouring most of the peninsula of Florida. I'm sure as you're listening to this, everyone in that area, please be safe. Looks like it's going to get a little bit hairy in the coming days. And it's also another hour before I can go buy beer for football Sunday, because currently my refrigerator is crammed full of water should I find myself in a survival situation. Certainly hope not, but you gotta prepare for the best, you know, or prepare for the worst. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst, something like that. Anyway, yeah, so football day, very excited. Everyone's got your fantasy lineups all locked in, gathering around the television. And it's all over. All the distractions are over. All the talk of protests and spousal abuse and brain damage and all the things that make the NFL a little shady go out the window as the big men finally go to meet between the lines on this glorious day known as Football Day. How excited are you? On a scale of 1 to 10. I'm at about a 7 right now. Little concerned about the tropical force winds and storms bearing down on the Cap F Sports Studios right now. But we're going to be positive, because I feel like, if nothing else, my listeners have come to expect limitless positivity from me, your fearless host. That's some good coffee. Do you ever notice that? Ever notice how good coffee is on Sunday morning? You're getting yourself up, getting ready to get amped, consume as many calories as some sort of large zoo animal, and watch hours and hours and hours of beer commercials with the hopes of catching a football game here or there. Everybody be safe, though. You know, be safe out there. If you're in the path of any of these storms, or if you're expecting any of this spinoff weather, pay attention to your local officials and keep your fingers crossed. All of those things. I saw everyone has been saying pray for Florida. I assumed that was because the Dolphins signed Jay Cutler, but then that was how I learned about these impending hurricanes. And they seem somewhat terrifying. I'm encouraging everyone to turn on a fan in your house and point it towards the hurricane in an effort to push it back out to sea. Yeah. But it's coming. It's coming. Actually, interestingly enough, I was reading this morning that Atlanta is under its first ever tropical storm warning. Ever in the history of issuing tropical storm warnings has one ever been issued for the city of Atlanta. But they got one today. It's a bit ominous outside, too, I will say. If I sound nervous, it's because I am. I feel deeply, and I have concern, you know? There's a lot of people in the path of this storm, and there's a lot of very special kind of people who chose to not get out of the path of the storm, and certainly we hope they are all okay. No evacuation orders issued for us in this quadrant as of yet, but we will continue looking to our state and local officials for guidance as the day continues, while also consuming some commercials and hopefully some football. I think that's about all I have. I really just wanted to check in. Felt like blithering a bit. Hadn't done one by myself in a while, and it's something I think I need to practice, because when there's an important event like this and I can't find a guest, or Griff is doing some sort of important thing that isn't the podcast, I should be able to do this, you know? I should be able to carry this podcast at this point, 60 some odd episodes in. I feel like I should be able to do one of these by myself. What do you think, sitting there listening to me struggle? Is it making you uncomfortable, or am I killing it? I don't know. I can't tell. I never can tell. It's difficult, you know? It's hard to say how you're doing when you're sitting in a room talking to yourself, which is odd, because I spend kind of a lot of my life sitting around talking to myself. And so, yeah, I think I'd like to get better at exposing other people to my inner monologue. And maybe there's something funny in there. Maybe there's something that'll make you laugh. Maybe there's something that'll make you think, like, hey, could you really turn on a bunch of fans and adjust the course of a hurricane? I don't know. I doubt we've tried it. You know, a lot of people on the internet saying that if you're watching a YouTube video, you can see my air quotes, but they are responsible for this hurricane. To that I say, sounds reasonable. That makes sense. It is very suspicious that we always have hurricanes right around hurricane season every year. Every year, when the conditions are right for hurricanes, we have them. It certainly sounds like a conspiracy to me. Maybe it's all just fake. Maybe you live in the Truman Show. Maybe that's what's going on here. This podcast, everything on the internet, all of the people on Earth, simply here to stage devastating events to distract you from the fact that, I don't know, you're somehow so important that the government feels like you need to be distracted. Because I bet if you weren't distracted by these events, you'd be out there really kicking some ass, taking names. Taking ass and kicking names. That's not funny. Moving on. I'm going to have a little bit more coffee here, get myself prepped for football. Still a while before I can go buy beer, and I need to make sure I get enough beer to get through football day and then perhaps the apocalypse. Because if the world's going to end, I'm going to want a cold one. And I think that's something we can all get behind. Well, I apologize and thank you for listening to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. We'll be back. There'll be more podcasts. Don't worry. Even if we're all laid to waste by the hurricane, I will figure out a way to get you the Sports with a Capital F podcast, because the last thing we want is a world without the Sports with a Capital F podcast. All right, everybody enjoy football day. If it's the next day after football day, and you live somewhere where there isn't a hurricane or a fire or some other horrible thing going on, enjoy your day. Otherwise, you could listen to the Sports with a Capital F podcast as you pick through the ruins of what once was all of your stuff. Be safe out there, and good day. Bear down.
This is Sports with a Capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital.
This is Sports.
This is Sports.